It's filled up. You know, the thing that sort of got this, the one thing like yesterday that they had the big horse laugh about is they said, here's a guy, one of the, you know, the wool people said, here's a guy who's talking about keeping out foreign imports, he says, and what's he do but pulls up in a Mercedes-Benz.
Who was that?
Herda.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, and he evidently drives around here and he's got that Massachusetts governor's license plate on or something. And so everyone turns around and takes a look. He drove up to that wool meeting. He said that really let the air out of every balloon in there.
Right. But of course, it's tough. I tell you, boy, we went through that yesterday for 2 hours about what we could do on wool. You see, those guys don't want to give up that market. And, you know, it's just a...
Well, he's got, you know...
But anyway, Christian, he's a great free trader. But we're meeting with Pastore tomorrow, and we'll discuss it then.
He's, Mike's got, he's really got a awfully good grasp, and he made a hell of a good presentation.
Right.
The problems.
Okay, good. Fine.
Good.
See you later.
Bye.
Sorry to bother you.
All right, sir.
I just got the draft of the Clay report.
Yes,
have you seen it yet?
No, sir, I haven't. They phoned me and said they were sending it up airmail special to Locust Valley tomorrow, and I'm to read it there.
I see. Fine. Well, I wanted to... they're not going to make any final decision on it, are they, tomorrow?
I don't know. I think they're going to try to clear it at that meeting, which is called tomorrow.
Right.
And I understood from Lucius that they were to turn it in to you the following week.
I see. Well, I got they sent over a draft tonight. The only, I didn't want them to, I would be reluctant to have them approve it until you've read it, and until I had a chance to talk to you about some of the matters which I would think would be, make our problem of getting this program through more difficult. The way this, in short, the way it's now, it looks pretty much like an attack on the program. And even though they're, and I think that therefore it will contribute to greater difficulties in moving the program through.
I think Dave Bell, I spoke to him on this aspect of it.
Yeah.
When I saw him a week ago.
Yeah.
And I understood from the secretary that they had changed that language, but not having seen it yet, I don't know whether they changed it enough.
Well, now, when you, as far, you won't see it, of course, until Saturday, will you?
I won't see it until tomorrow night. I would expect it to be up tomorrow night, and I will see it then.
I see. Well, now, in other words, they will not approve anything tomorrow until you've read it, will they?
I don't think so, because right. The arrangement was that I would call Densa on Saturday before I take off for Puerto Rico.
Right. Well, now, I wonder if we could... leave it that they would not approve it, and then you and I could have a conversation on Saturday morning after you've read it and prior to your giving any suggestions you might have on it, and then you could see whether you and I share the same view or concern about some of the provisions.
All right, sir.
Can I get you then Saturday morning?
I'll call you then as soon as I get it and have a chance to read it. I'll call you on Saturday morning, sir.
Good. Well, that would be fine, and then perhaps you could communicate to them that you'd like to have a chance to read it before it's finally approved down here.
I think about all that they're going to give me a chance to do is to read it and make my comments Saturday morning.
Right, right.
So I will read it, check with you, and then make my comments.
Good, fine. That's fine. Very good indeed.
All right.
Good. Thanks a lot.
All right, thank you.
Yes, please. Roger, Mal, you're right.
Okay.